Welcome to WCG Talks Trials, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of clinical research, sharing the latest trends, insights, and best practices from experts across the industry. In each episode of WCG Talks Trials, we'll explore a different area of the clinical trial industry while featuring a diverse range of clinical research and medical professionals. If you're passionate about advancing clinical research, improving patient outcomes, and driving healthcare forward, then WCG Talks Trials is the right podcast for you. We are so glad you could join us today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amy Thuy, Associate Director of Project Management at WCG, and I'm thrilled to be your host for today's episode on the topic of vendor support in clinical research. Before we dive in, let me remind you to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on your favorite listening platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify so you never miss an episode of WCG Talks Trials. We are joined today by some exciting guests from across the industry, Russ Lampman, Associate Director of Global Trial Optimization at Merck, and Shelby Ward, Manager of Site Services at WCG. Thank you both so much for joining us. Today, we are focusing on the topic of vendor support in clinical research and gaining the sponsor perspective on when to use vendors and why. But before we get started, we like to start all of our conversations off by getting to know our guests a little more. My question for all of you this morning is, how and why did you come to join the clinical research industry? Russ, I'd like you to kick things off.
When I was in high school, I started working in a pharmacy and it piqued my interest. So I got a bachelor's of science in pharmaceutical marketing. And when I got out of school, when I was applying for jobs, I found something in clinical research, a small company that was actually a vendor to larger sponsors, doing things like protocol training. And eventually I got into doing patient recruitment for that vendor. And that's how it all started.
All right. Thanks, Russ. Shelby, what about you?
Yeah. Hi. Feeling very similar to us. And I honestly feel like I hear a lot of people in the industry have this same type of story that I feel like I just fell into it. I also got a degree in the sciences and I was interested in clinical research. I wanted to learn more about the industry and I started my career at a small CRO, a preclinical CRO, and that really served as a small stepping stone for me. It was enough that it fueled my interest in the research world. And so after that, I found a role with a small company that has since become part of the WCG family. And it really just opened a whole new world to me. I was given an opportunity to stretch my skills and encouraged to really lean in when I felt uncomfortable. And I just found myself learning so much more than I really ever dreamed possible. And I built a career around that. And one of my favorite aspects of being in the industry is that there's always going to be a problem to solve.
Nice. And I started my career as a medical assistant and got my degree in healthcare management and ended up actually landing a role as a study coordinator at a large private practice. Ended up working as a study coordinator for a few years and then was recruited to work at a WCG. And here I am today. So started my research career as a study coordinator. I didn't know research even existed before that position had fallen into my lap. So I just happened upon it. So that was my journey into clinical research. Getting into the topic of our podcast, Russ, when you think about considering applying vendor support on a specific protocol within research, what do you think about when considering applying vendor support?
I think the first thing is what the trial or the compound's priority is in the company and what the overall strategy is for that compound. So really how important is timely completion of that study or the studies in an overall program? Is there a lot of competition that we're trying to beat to market? Do we have a product that has its exclusivity expiring and we're trying to meet a deadline in order to expand that label? So really, the overall importance of the trial to the company's business.
And Shelby, from a WCG perspective, what do you consider when talking strategy with a sponsor about applying vendor services?
I think it's pretty well understood across the industry that each study has its own challenges, its own setup. There's so many variations when it comes to thinking about setting up a study and what is required, things like what is a therapeutic area, what is the protocol going to require, and really how does that then translate to how a site is able to operationalize a study. So speaking from WCG's perspective, the very core of our mission is to serve, and we do that in a very meaningful and intentional manner that's driven by purpose. Again, studies are complex in their own unique way, and the needs of each study is going to vary. And in turn, that's going to dictate what type of support is really truly needed in a study. At the proposal stage, our projects are reviewed by our operations leadership, ensuring that we can align our strategy with the study goals in a way that's going to harmonize the benefit for our clients, for our sites, and ultimately for patients. And we do this by serving to deliver a solution that's going to transverse these complexities of studies. And to Russ's point, one of the things too that we really keep in mind is the timeline and ensuring that acceleration is behind everything that we do, but also ensuring that what we're providing makes sense for that study at that time as well.
I think to Russ's point too, if I can jump in here, that the exclusivity of the drug and the timeline for the drug, the compound and everything that goes along with that, Russ, to your point, services for vendors aren't necessarily warranted for every single study either. Like when you're considering vendor support for a specific protocol, it's important to note which times we do apply vendor services and which times we don't. So considering the patient population is important for that as well.
Yeah, every study manager wants their study to get support and go as fast as possible. But there's definitely reasons to prioritize certain studies. Some sites need assistance with recruitment or assistance entering all the data that they're collecting so that they can focus more on recruitment.
So then what do you consider before offering vendor support to sites?
Really, I think, again, is it a trial that needs support? Is it something that's important for the company to complete on time? Are there other trials in the program that need to follow closely behind that? But really, one of the main things is, do we feel that the site is going to work with the vendor to ensure that the support we'll be providing will actually be utilized to its fullest potential? We really don't want to spend resources rolling out to support sites that ultimately don't actively participate in what we're trying to offer.
Yeah. Shelby, do you have anything to add there?
Yeah, I do. I think that's, you know, a good point. There's always going to be a continuum of really a site's capacities. And so I think there are two really critical things that we should consider when deciding if and when vendor support is offered to a site. The first being, do they have their own resources to complete the requirements of this study? And understanding that's not one question. There are many requirements to a study. There are a lot of things to consider in that. But the second is, if provided with resources, in some cases that might be vendor support. In other cases, maybe it might be adjusting their individual study budget. Do they then have the capacity to operationalize the requirements of this study? And so in thinking of that, I think it's important to understand, again, there's going to be a spectrum. The makeup of each site is going to be different. Larger networked sites may have a higher volume of capacities, things like dedicated recruitment personnel or full teams dedicated to that function. Smaller research sites, they may just have a handful of staff that really balance all responsibilities. And so it can be more difficult for them, depending on their study load, to really dedicate themselves to one responsibility over the other. Because as we know, patient care is going to take first above all things. So it's important that what is offered is really going to be a fit for purpose solution and offer enough flexibility to support that continuum of needs. And really, it starts with the conversation, the study site, to understand how they're set up and what is needed there.
Yeah, good point, Shelby. Russ, when you do implement study support or vendor support at study sites, what benefit do you see provided to the sites and then therefore to your studies and the protocols you're supporting by utilizing vendors in research across these protocols?
I think really in the vein of sight augmentation, there's just more and more studies out there. The landscape's getting really competitive and the trials are getting more and more complex. But I think the augmentation support that we provide to our sites, our high performers are able to take on studies that they wouldn't otherwise be able to take on due to decline and staffing limitations. And then sites that we know have access to patient populations, but may be less established and may not have adequate staff to keep up with the demands of some of these trials. You know, we've seen a great benefit to them, putting someone to help with the trial load and allow them to take the time to access these populations that otherwise they might not be able to have the time to get out there and find some of these patients. I know some of our less frequently utilized countries, now that WCG is working with us to help develop, they don't have maybe all the resources to run some of these more complex trials, but they definitely have patient populations and recruitment potential. But just taking off some of the burden, whether it be data entry, query resolution, to really focus on patient recruitment and patient care has been key for some of these sites and countries that may have less resources.
Do you see that in increasing the diversity in your patient population, therefore what you're enrolling, because you're able to expand your geography footprint in providing those resources to those more research-naive sites?
Yeah, I think so. We're always trying to utilize data to find sites that have access to diverse patients and mm-hmm. utilize diverse PIs. But they're maybe research naive or have less research experience and need some assistance so that they can focus on reaching out to people who they may otherwise might not have the time to reach out to.
Yeah, focus on the patient care and let the vendor supplier focus on the data entry, for example. And then they can focus on the patient aspect. Shelby, is there anything you'd add to that with the diversity aspect or anything that Russ had said there from the WCG perspective?
Yeah, just bouncing off of that, I definitely think that, like I had said before, there's going to be a variety of sites that we're working with, and some sites may need more additional resources to be successful on their studies than another might need. And the beauty of services that are able to be tailored specifically to the site setup and what their unique needs are is really where the most benefit, I think, is going to be available to them. Speaking from our perspective, we're less of a biased party in a sense. We're able to come in and quiet the noise and speak very transparently with sites to really understand what is needed and utilize that insight to create a plan as to what services are going to give them the most benefit, while also ensuring that their sponsored team is also informed of what the priorities are there and how we're working in partnership to work towards their success on a study. We're all here to help bring the VS treatments to market faster for patients so that they are able to have a positive impact on their diseases and needs. So working together with sites and sponsors, we're really able to create this partnership that allows us to work in harmony towards that.
Russ, I know Merck and WCG partner on an enterprise level model for our vendor support. Have you seen an advantage over the enterprise level versus the protocol specific approach in the efficiencies that you've seen, timeline wise or otherwise?
Yeah, I think there's multiple advantages. The main being, as you said, the time in which we can deploy one of your resources to the site when it's in need. Prior to the enterprise agreement, our CRAs and country managers would come to us saying that there was a need, and in many cases, that need was immediate. And because of the contracting process and negotiations, that just by the time we were able to roll out support, many times the milestone or database lock that sites were trying to reach or were working towards had already passed or was rapidly approaching. So I think that's been great. I think it's also allowed us to roll out support to many more sites than we used to be able to support. I think prior to the enterprise contract, maybe we were supporting 50 to 75 sites a year. And I think now we're actively supporting over 325 sites, somewhere in that. So that's been great. And from a time perspective, I think it internally, it drastically cut down on the amount of time spent by our contracting and procurement teams, and really the overall project management efforts from our headquarters and operations teams. It's really cut down on the amount of time we spend internally managing the efforts.
Yeah, I think it's been really great having all the country support CRAs, CRMs still have an active say in everything, but eliminating a lot of the contracting needs so that we can execute the service deliverables faster. It's been a collaborative effort across all teams, but the service rollout has been much more efficient, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and I think it's really got the word out too. As I said, maybe we were doing 50 or 75 protocol site combinations, but now that people see that it can be rolled out quickly and effectively, there's been much more interest and utilization from our country colleagues, which has been great.
Yeah, I agree. Shelby, is there anything you'd add from a CRC management aspect from the enterprise level?
Our team is equipped to effectively manage fast changing priorities and to pivot a sponsor or site needs change. And I think the beauty of an enterprise level solution is really the benefit it offers to sponsors and clients, where when you're working on a study by study level, it can be less efficient and the timelines really can slow down. At the end of the day, the implementation of the support to move the needle on the project. And so having one overarching agreement that really can be utilized across your portfolio of studies is going to reduce the amount of time necessary to execute the agreements necessary to get support going. So I think it offers so much benefit to both the client and sponsor, but also to the study sites at the end of the day as well.
Russ, I have one final question for you, and then I'll open it up to anything you want to add. But if you could give one piece of advice to your fellow colleagues at the sponsor level when it comes to utilizing site-facing vendors in clinical research, what would it be? It's a big question, but I'd love to hear your opinion.
I think really making sure that it's something that the sites want, so that they feel like they're a collaborative partner and something that they're actually actively participating in. And then really ensuring that the vendor that you select is addressing the concerns and the needs of not only the sites, but their counterparts at the sponsor, and that they're working collaboratively. And I think ultimately that collaboration and kind of unity between the sponsor and the vendor is felt and is appreciated by the sites and ultimately helps things run more smoothly. We receive often really positive feedback from our site-facing operations colleagues about their work with WCG. And I think really that relationship that we have translates into a positive experience for all the parties involved.
Thanks, Russ.
My mind went to the exact same place. My advice, just thinking about my time here in the last 7 years and working across the dozens of studies, many different sponsor teams, many different sites, is to seek out teams that see themselves as an extension of your team, as they're going to bear the goals and the challenges as one unified unit. And from my observations, I feel like, especially nowadays, sites are overwhelmed with an abundance of vendor services, tech solutions, so many things that are being marketed and piloted in the landscape today, and sites feeling a bit overwhelmed by just the volume of it. And so sites are really counting on their sponsors to be their strongest ally and their advocate and creating this inner circle. And so you're going to bring in outside members into the circle, make it count. Ask your sites candidly, what do they need, and use that to seek out resources that aren't going to merely provide a band-aid, but a solution.
Thanks, Shelby. Thanks, Russ. With that, I think we can wrap. Thank you so much to our guests, Russ Lampman and Shelby Ward, for joining us today on this episode of WCG Talks Trials. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We hope you found this episode insightful, and we hope you will join us next time on future episodes of WCG Talks Trials. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of WCG Talks Trials. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your preferred listening platform as we continue to explore different areas of the clinical research industry. As always, we encourage you to join in the conversation. Feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future topics you'd like to hear on the show by visiting us at wcgclinical.com/podcast. We're here to serve as a trusted resource as we work to improve lives and accelerate clinical research together.